Joined now by former Knoxville baseball standout and now a member of the Central College baseball team, R.J. Roberts. R.J., good to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, too.
Well, let's catch everybody up on how you're doing. I know there was kind of a void this spring with you and baseball, but it's like with everybody. Just catch us up. What's going on in your life these days?
Not really a whole lot. Just kind of working, doing the whole college student thing, working, trying to make some money. Popping out to the ball field, watching a couple games whenever I can. And I'm actually coaching my little brother's U-Trip team. So that's fun to get to do stuff on the weekends, practice twice a week. It's about it this summer.
What did you think of the Knoxville baseball this year? Young, but you were part of a young building program yourself when you were early in your school career.
It was definitely just weird watching from the outside and not being able to like help or do anything. But I think they did well, all things considered, young team. Short season, not a whole lot of practice, and then for a young team, that's tough. Even not getting the full like off season, they didn't get really any of their winter workouts or spring league that we usually get, so I'm sure that was tough on the younger kids.
Well, I know in your case, it was kind of almost the opposite with you. You got your winter workouts, got the fall, season last fall, and then all of a sudden you turn around and, it hits March and season's going, and all of a sudden you come to a screeching halt. What was that like, getting the message of, hey, guys, we aren't playing now?
It was definitely tough because, growing up, you played every year. Every year you play however many games, and then all of a sudden you practice all year and then no games. So it's kind of tough just, being able to cope with not being on the ball field.
And, of course, with your schoolwork as well, you were telling me that, had some online classes and, sometimes that was tough to maneuver just because of logistics and just, not being able, the school being very limited and a lot of other people being limited as well.
Yeah, school is definitely a little bit different once we moved online. You didn't really get the whole interaction between classmates and teachers. I mean, it just felt way limited and almost felt like you didn't learn as much without like the social interaction that you usually get in a classroom.
Now, tell us a little bit about the college baseball game. Obviously, there's some major differences in high school, the workouts and everything. What was one of the glaring things when you first stepped onto Central College and thought, okay, I'm not in high school anymore?
It was more like you're not really the man anymore. Like everyone was the guy in high school. So now you're combining we had 60 guys on the roster, so you're combining 60 guys that were the man on their team. So, I mean, everyone was the best, and now you have to fight for spots again and prove yourself all over again.
What was that like, knowing that, hey, I'm not guaranteed anything here. I got to go out and, work my rear end off to just even have a chance.
Yeah, it was really different. I mean, obviously in high school you had to, too. It's always a work in progress, but now in college you can easily be passed up because you have so many different guys to choose from, so it's not like you only have a few at each position. You have five or six at each position.
And I'm sure there were some guys on there that you were familiar with during your high school days. What was that like, kind of getting to know them a little bit better, and maybe, finally, now being on we're in the same color of uniform now?
There's a kid from Oski that was there that I played against for 3 years, and then a pitcher from Pella. So, I mean, seeing them coming up as rivals, and now you have to be teammates and friends with them. It was fun to get to know them and actually just be friends instead of competitors against each other.
Trading kind of, war stories with each other.
Yep, that's pretty much all we did. kind of just look back and oh, remember that game against you guys or whatever.
What kind of things was Coach Sherm using you as, or what was he trying to get you, kind of involved in the rotation and everything?
Just staying at second base pretty much and just working on hitting a lot because that's where I kind of struggled last year. And so just critiquing me there, just working your butt off. That's all you really can do.
What kind of things, kind of adjustments did you have to make at the plate with the college pitching, versus high school?
Definitely, you don't really see very many good pitches. So that first fastball, you better swing or you're going to get down in the count. That's something in high school that was definitely different where kids didn't have three or four pitches. They had one or two. But now in college, you have three or four pitches, and if you don't hit the fastball, you're probably screwed.
At this point, the fall season not too far away. Is there going to be a fall season, or are you kind of still in limbo? Going in.
As of right now, we're having the fall season. Everything's going to go on as scheduled, but from there on, everything's changing pretty much on a week-to-week basis, and so you never know what could happen, obviously.
What's that like, kind of navigating through all this? I know we talked to high school kids about, you know, what was it like, missing your spring season and now going through an abbreviated summer season. What's that like as a college student, you know, having to, adhere to those protocols as well? And, you know, everybody has to do what they can to, keep the spread down.
Yeah, it's definitely tough because you obviously want to stay in school and hang out with your friends that you just met. And following the protocols is something that some people struggle with. Or some people are going to say, like, no, we don't want to do that. So then, I don't know, you just got to make the adjustment and keep going. Hopefully everything works out.
If there is a summer or a spring season this year, and we all hope there is, what are some things that, you want to accomplish this year? And what does a team want to accomplish this year?
Definitely for me, I want to get some meaningful innings in some games, produce for the team, whether it's pinch running, base hits in the field for a couple innings, anything to help. And as a team, obviously, we're trying to make it to regionals and the World Series, which is something Central's never done before. But it also starts with winning conference and making the conference tournament.
And speaking of American Rivers Conference, always been a tough conference to in baseball. I know you didn't even hardly get into the conference part of the season, but just what do you know? And I'm sure you've got some rivals at some other conference schools as well.
Yeah, you always hear about Wartburg and Co., how they're always the front runners and about everything. So anytime you get to play them or play someone good, you always want to compete and play your best and hopefully pull out a couple of W's.
Not only do you have rivals on your team or former rivals, you'll now have some teammates that you used to play with Carter Bailey, Colton Jones, and Ben Wallace now on the team. What's that going to be like, seeing those guys who used to wear the Knoxville across their chest, to bring them kind of into the family?
It's going to be fun. Last year with Ben, kind of like just directing me, teaching me how like everything goes over there. So hopefully I can do that for Colton and Carter. And I don't know, it's just exciting to see, like, because I played with Colton, I think 3 years we started together. So just like kind of watching him grow up as a player, and now we get to play the next level together.
RJ, always good to see you. Good luck this year.
Yeah, thank you.